listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
God bless you. Welcome to the Voice of Victory program with pastor, evangelist, and Bible teacher, Delfino Garcia, Jr. Stay tuned to receive God's blessing through His Word.
I surrender.
God bless you and welcome to the Voice of Victory program. Again, we are giving God honor and glory for allowing us to be here again, preaching the wonderful news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? It's a great day. It's been a great week. Hallelujah. Even though the enemy has attacked, but praise God, we're in victory. Amen and amen. Let me take this opportunity again. Hallelujah, to let you know that we need your financial support, hallelujah, praise God, to keep this program on the air. We really do need your financial support, and we're thanking God for the victory already that He's given us, amen? But we do need your financial support, amen, hallelujah. And again, we thank God for allowing us to be here again, hallelujah, giving honor and glory to Him for letting us preach and giving us the opportunity, praise God, to continue preaching the word, hallelujah, praise God. I love to say the gospel, because that word there, gospel, means good news, hallelujah, praise God. And let me tell you, the devil's out there trying to destroy every soul on planet Earth. He's making their lives miserable, or let me put it this way, hallelujah, I'm included in that too, because he knows that I preach the word, hallelujah. He knows that every Saturday here, I come, get up early in the morning, pray, walk around, ask the Lord to give me a message, hallelujah. And the devil is preparing, hallelujah, a trap so I can fall in or whatever, but he has never succeeded, amen? He has never succeeded because God's wisdom, God shows me, hallelujah, talks to me, praise God, and says, be careful, there's a trip over here, there's a trip over there, so go around it, hallelujah, and thank God for his wisdom, amen, and I love God for that. But, hallelujah, we know that Satan's out there trying to discourage you, trying to make your life impossible. And this morning, I want to show you one way that he works, amen? I want to show you, I want to let you know that Satan's very crafty, amen. He comes into our lives, hallelujah, in a way that we least expect, and sometimes we fall into those traps, hallelujah, he prepares. But thank God that we don't have to stay in them. We can, you know, we can come out in the name of Jesus, amen. And I'm going to show you this morning, so don't turn the radio off, hallelujah, don't change the dial, stay tuned, hallelujah, praise God. And if you're drying, washing, making breakfast or whatever, hallelujah, sit down for about 15 minutes, for about 20 minutes. I want you to see how that enemy of yours, hallelujah, works, hallelujah. And I thank God, hallelujah, that he gives us his wisdom, amen? praise the Lord. So let me go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you, Father, for allowing me to be here to preach your wonderful word, Lord. Hallelujah. And Father, I pray for those that are listening. If there's a need in their life, Father, hallelujah, I pray that you will stir up that faith in their heart, hallelujah, so that we can call us and we can pray together, we can agree in faith together, Father, because your word tells us that when two of us agree here on earth concerning anything, pray to you in the name of Jesus, and Father, you would do it. I thank you and I praise you for that in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to be reading out of the book of Matthew. Hallelujah. And I'm going to show you, like I said, I want to, bring up how Satan works sometimes. Hallelujah. And we go about it like it's natural. Oh, it's only natural. For example, I've said in the past, and people, I don't know they accept it or not, but for example, a headache. Oh, it's just a headache. Oh, man, everybody gets headaches. And people think it's a natural thing. But is it? No, it's not what we call spiritual natural thing. And a lot of people do. Amen? Praise God. And they pop some pills and all that. Am I saying that's wrong? No. What I'm saying that it's wrong that Satan comes into your body. It violates your body, inhabits your body, your mind, hallelujah, your emotions. He will come and does not respect you. He doesn't stay at the door and knock and say, can I come and give you a headache? Can I come in and lay a cancer on your body? Can I come in, hallelujah, and turn you into a diabetic? No, he doesn't say things like that. He just comes in just the way we're going to read right now, amen? And when we tend to fall into those things, he drives us or pulls us, or makes us go astray. Hallelujah. I'll let the scripture talk for itself. And I want to read out of Matthew. Amen. Matthew chapter 13. Hallelujah. And I'm going to start reading. I'm going to read about 5 or 6 verses. And we need to understand how Satan operates. And when we read this, We're gonna think about this and say, well, it's only normal. It's natural. But it's not, all right? And the result of that is when we think that way, the result is that we don't get our healings our blessings or miracles, hallelujah, because of what Satan does to the human brain. And remember, I've told you in the past, that your mind, my mind, everybody's mind is a playground of Satan. That's where he attacks, not in your heart, not in your body, unless we permit that to happen. But, let me go ahead and read. Hallelujah. And the word of God says, Matthew chapter 13, I'm going to start reading verse 53. And the word of God says like this, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these parables, he departed thence, and when he was come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogues, insomuch that they were astonished, and said, whence hath this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this a carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brother and James and Joses and Simon and Judas, and his sisters, are they not all with us? Whence then have these men all these things? And they were offended in him. But Jesus said unto them, all right? He said, a prophet is without honor, save his own country and his own house. Now, I want to focus on verse 58. And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. Father, and I thank you for the listeners that are listening right now, Father. And Lord, I know that your word is going to fall in good ground, Father. This will help us, hallelujah, to start thinking how that enemy works, hallelujah. And that's why he gets away with a lot of things in our lives. And Father, we give you honor, we give you glory for revealing this to us in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, we see here, praise God, that Jesus had gone through preaching in, let's put it this way, in another town, right? But when he came to his town, All these people had heard about his wonderful works, of these awesome deeds, hallelujah, that he was doing everywhere that he was going, hallelujah. And they ran when they found out that Jesus was coming to his hometown, to his country, hallelujah. They ran to see who the heck everybody was talking about. They wanted to see who was doing all these wonderful and awesome works, hallelujah. And praise God. And when he got there, he started to preach in the synagogues, and people were, they couldn't understand this guy, this person, this carpenter's son. Now, that's Satan working in their mind, all right? Satan did not want them to receive Jesus as the prophet, as the Messiah. They did not want them, he did not want them, hallelujah, to receive him, hallelujah, as the Messiah. Praise God. And he started talking to their mind, and they were starting to pay attention to Satan instead of to the miracle worker, instead of the one who'd bless them, instead of the one that, you know, could bless them in a mighty way. Satan started work in their mind and started to make them say things like that. Who is he? Who does he think he is? We know him from childhood. Who the heck does he think he is? And all of this trash. They started to believe. They started to believe Satan instead of the Messiah, instead of Jesus, the one that can save, the one that could produce miracles, hallelujah, pray, the one who could bless people, hallelujah. And they start, and the Word of God says they feel offended. They were offended because of Jesus, hallelujah, preaching the Word of God. And Jesus told them straight out. He said, there's no prophet without honor, only among his own family, only among his own town. Now, am I gonna come down on that part there? No. I want you to see how Satan will start working on people's mind, and sometimes we don't even know it. And that's what keeps us from obtaining what God has for us. The lying devil, he's a backstabber. He's a backbiter. He's the father of lies. And I can imagine right now he's talking in the praise to others saying, well, you know what? You don't have to listen to all that trash. You don't have to listen to change the dial, turn the radio off. Praise God. But that's the worst thing that we could do, because we're exposing him. I'm exposing him to you. I'm showing you one way that he works in our minds. And what does the Word of God says? That Jesus could not do many works in this place. Hallelujah. Why? Because of their unbelief. They wanted so much to meet the miracle worker, and when they did, they were offended. Oh, isn't he the son of Mary? Aren't his brothers here with us? Who does he think he is, putting himself above all of us? Oh, praise God. That's Satan's work. And let me tell you, do not listen to those. He can tell you right now, don't call. I know you have a need, but don't call. Don't pray with the brother. It doesn't work. Hallelujah. How many times have you been prayed for? All these things come from your enemy. All these things come from the father of lies. You have to stand up and say, I believe Jesus, I believe his word, I believe he can restore my marriage, I believe, hallelujah, he can bring my children under control, I believe that they can be saved even though they don't act like it, I believe, hallelujah, from the miracle in my life, I believe for the financial breakthrough that I need, I believe for my health, I believe in miracles because Jesus is still in the miracle working business, hallelujah. I believe that he can pull me through the impossible. With God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. You have to start thinking that way and start driving those negative thoughts out of your mind. Do not entertain them anymore, because if you have, that's what's holding you down. That's what's keeping you from your victory. That's keeping you from your healing and your blessings. Praise God. That's the way Satan works. Oh, man, in the beginning when they heard this man was coming to town, everybody was there to meet him. But when he started preaching, they saw who he was. They start saying things like that. Satan started to tell him, who does he think he is? You've known him from a little kid. Now look at himself preaching in the synagogue. And people talk about all the great miracles that he's done and wonderful works that he's done. That's only Jesus. Oh, praise God. But thank God for his word that tells us that we have to rise, stand up for what is rightfully belongs to us. Jesus paid the price for it. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, brother, hallelujah, right now there's a need in your life. Don't listen to those lies anymore. Don't listen to that lying devil telling you you'll stay sick for the rest of your life. Don't let that lying devil tell you that your marriage is over with, it's done away with. You have the paper, divorce papers in your hands, and even though you're divorced, you start confessing, hallelujah, God can restore your marriage. He's done it a lot of times before, and I know that he can do it again. Are your children out of control? They don't listen to you. They do drugs and beer, liquor, whatever, have sex outside, wedding. I mean, I'm telling you, the Lord can restore all of this. Do not listen to those lies that tell you, oh, your children are done with. They ain't never going to be rescued. They ain't never going to be saved. That's a lie from hell, hallelujah. And that's a lie coming from the father of lies, hallelujah. And his name is Satan. Jesus said himself, he is the father of lies. He will lie to you all the days of your life. He will tell you it's impossible. He will tell you no way, Jose. He will tell you no how. He will tell you it's impossible for you to. Are you listening to me? I know you're getting the message across, and right now he could be dealing with you, hallelujah, and don't feel bad. Don't feel criticized by what I say, that your mind is a playground of Satan, because everybody's mind is a playground of Satan. That's the only thing that he can, I mean, that's the only way he can talk to you through in your mind and tell you that God's not for real. Let me tell you, these people were doing things that they were, I mean, I cannot understand. Jesus himself walked, hallelujah, among these people. And they were thinking so bad about him. And if I tell you something, you probably won't even believe me, hallelujah. And you'll probably knock your socks off. And they start to think Jesus, that he was mad, he was crazy. And I can prove by scripture that his family and some brother wanted to grab him and take him away from the crowd where he was preaching, because they were saying that he was beside himself. He's crazy. He's mad. That's what Satan will do. Hallelujah. You don't believe me? Let me see if I can run real praise. I don't know, because, you know, I don't have too much time here. But I think it's in Mark. Hallelujah. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll get into that next week, hallelujah, because right now I want to finish. Hallelujah. But they were saying he's mad. All these things that he's doing, he's mad. Don't listen to him. And that's what Satan was telling these people here. Don't listen to him. Who does he think he is? You've known him since he was a kid. You might say, well, brother, you're repeating yourself. Well, I have to let you know how Satan works. And people at that time, at this very moment, they thought it was natural for them to think that way. No, it wasn't. It was not natural, because they wanted, hallelujah, they needed something from Jesus, but they could not receive it, because the word of God says, because of their unbelief, they rather believe Satan than Jesus. And with that, we're going to open the lines. Listen to me very carefully. Do not allow Satan to deceive you anymore. Your children are having trouble in school. Call us. I want to pray. We want to straighten their path out with the word of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If your children are telling you, you know, it's too hard now in school, praise God. Or maybe they have bullies out there, whatever. Call me. Let us pray. Let us agree. And brother, I'm telling you, and I will always say this to you, I expect results. Praise God. Praise God. When we pray, hallelujah, because God teaches me that I should believe. I am more than a conqueror, and so are you. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen? This is all God's word. If God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother, I'm quoting scriptures here. I'm not just making this scriptures up or words. There are scriptures. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are healed. We were healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Or simply saying, God is greater. He's on our side. That Satan that's in the world, you know, confusing people, hallelujah, deceiving them, leading them in the wrong path. Brother, hallelujah, the Word of God says everything's possible to them that believe. Amen? So right now we're going to open the line. Hallelujah, you can call me. Do not wait. Do not hesitate, because that's another weapon that Satan uses, hesitation, and he takes a jump on you. He jumps before you react. Amen? So don't. You can call me at 221-1100. We're getting the calls in already. Do it. Do not let him deceive you anymore. Amen? And we'll pray with you. Glory be to God. And you shall have the victory. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning. God bless you. I'm calling for prayer for my grandson. He had to take a test the first day of school, and he didn't pass the test. They didn't make him the family aware they had to take it. And so he didn't pass it, so they put him back in kindergarten. So he's going to take the test again on the 9th. And I'm just calling for prayer that he will pass the test so he can go on to first grade.
He will pass, sister. Your faith has demonstrated that to Satan. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I call this done a victory already, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And Father, my sister demonstrated her faith by picking up that phone and calling. Father, he is more than a conqueror. He is more than a conqueror, Father. And I pray that your wisdom come upon him. Hallelujah. Not only carnal wisdom, Father, but your wisdom. And he shall not have any more trouble for the rest of his life in school. We give you honor and we give you glory. And we praise you for that. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God, sister. Amen. The victory is done, is already his, all right? And the whole family, the blessings, hallelujah, come upon you, your family, and his. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. All we got to do is start praising and thanking God. Amen. Hallelujah. Another call. Call us. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning. God bless you.
Yes, sister.
I'm having a situation that I need some guidance, please. My husband's daughter is living in my parents' house. They passed away 3 years ago, 2 months apart. My father passed away in that house, and I found out last night she had someone over to smudge the house, which means, I guess, she feels that there's a presence in the house.
Right.
And I feel that that's like a witchcraft type of thing, and I'm really confused and really upset that.
Amen.
Did that, so they stopped it immediately, and I said, I just need some guidance.
Right.
Biblically, what does God say about that?
Amen. Well, sister, the Lord's going to take care of that, and he will take care of the whole situation. We have to believe in that. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, you see the desire of my sister's heart, Father. We'll give you honor, and we'll give you glory for the victory in their lives. Father, that we are more than conquerors. That's what your word says. And I'm declaring, Father, victory. Victory in Jesus' name. And Father, that house will be okay in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I know you have answered her prayer. Thank you for doing that, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister, all you got to do is start praising, thanking God. Hallelujah. Amen. We got about 5 minutes left. Hallelujah. There is still time for you to call me. Call me at 221-1100 or long distance 1-888-221-8990. That's long distance. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning.
Yes.
My daughter is in fourth grade, and prayerfully we've been doing okay, but lately she's been getting really careless, and when I try to help her with the homework, she's not very receptive to my teaching, and it's starting to become a source of strife for us, and so I just would like to continue to pray that God will help me.
Amen.
In teaching her.
And her too. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for your wisdom to come upon her, Father, right now, and her mom too, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, your word tells us that you have created us to be better than we are right now, Father. And Father, I pray that she would have peace, hallelujah, in school, and there would be harmony, Father, in school for her, and that she would not reject, Father, anything. Father, again, I thank you for your wisdom upon her. I give you honor and I give you glory. And she is more than a conqueror, and her mom is too, Father. And by faith, I declare victory in the name of Jesus in this family, and your blessings come upon them. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sister, she has the victory. All you got to do is start praising God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. And thanking him. Amen. They are, hallelujah, more than conquerors. Call us, 221-1100. There's still time. We got about 3 minutes left, hallelujah, and there's still time for you to call me. Hallelujah. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning, brother. God bless you.
Yes.
I was listening. I haven't heard you before, but I was listening this morning, and I was touched, and I was on a, I feel like, I feel God's presence.
Thank you,
and,
brother.
I want you to assist me in prayer and first in giving God praise and asking for a blessing in my life.
All right, brother, and he'll bring that blessing.
Yeah.
All right, brother, let us pray, and your faith has been stirred up. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, I agree with my brother, hallelujah, for that blessing, Lord. Father, hallelujah, not only one, but Father, that he would recognize that he is more than a conqueror in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank and I praise you, Father, for Father giving him the victory, the blessing that he wants, Father. Father, and I know he shall be a great man of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, and again, I declare more than a conqueror. And by faith, Father, it is done. Amen and amen. Brother, we thank you. Hallelujah. And we give God honor and glory. Hallelujah. For him using me that way. Amen. Hallelujah. Call us, 221-1100. We got about 2 minutes left. Hallelujah. For the honor and the glory of my Heavenly Father. Don't hesitate. All right? Because that's all the devil is waiting for. Hesitation. Good morning. God bless you.
Hi. This is my first time listening to the show, and I think you're doing a fantastic job with everything. I feel very blessed that I even happened to come across your show today.
Glory to God. Yes.
I'm hoping for just a special blessing or prayer from you for a situation I have going on at work this week.
Amen.
Where I'm going to receive some decision about a case that's been pending for a long time.
And, right.
Just a special prayer. I would really appreciate it.
All right, sister, you are more than a conqueror. You better keep that in your heart and your mind, okay? Heavenly Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I lift up my sister, Father, right now before your presence. Father, you know the situation, and I know, Father, by faith in Jesus, by faith, Lord, you have given her the victory already. And Father, I give you honor and glory for that. Thank you, hallelujah, for giving us, praise God, Father, those blessings in Jesus' name. And Father, my sister shall know that there is a God, hallelujah, still, hallelujah, that works miracles in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Sister, God bless you. And all you got to do is start praising the Lord. And you are more than a conqueror, all right? You're conquerors.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. Well, we got about 30 seconds left. Hallelujah. But always remember that Satan will take advantage of the situation if we hesitate. Every time we hesitate, that's what he's looking for. All right. Well, we'll see you again next Saturday, and have a great week in Christ.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of Victory program. If you need prayer and live in Pahokee or the surrounding area, call 561-924-2564. If you live outside the calling area, call 1-800-484-8994. When the operator comes on and says, "To complete your call, enter the 4-digit security code, please enter 2192. Or you may write to Delfina Garcia Jr. Ministries at P.O. Box 177, Pahokee, Florida 33476. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
This is Kenneth Hagin of Faith Seminar of the Air. I learned something from P.C. Nelson that I've never forgotten. He said the time will come when you'll need faith, either for yourself or for some member of your family, and if you haven't kept your faith strong, you'll be at a disadvantage. That's why I encourage you to listen to Faith Seminar of the Air every Monday through Friday on this station, and it will help keep your faith strong.
Faith Seminar of the Air, heard at 7:15 a.m. daily on WCNO. You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Jesus is alive. Welcome to Life Receiving Word with Dr. Janie Owen.